Okay, recording going.
Okay, so welcome everybody to the July 8th meeting in 2020 of the Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Working Group. Everyone is welcome here, and everybody's required to abide by the Code of Conduct and the antitrust policy. So we've got a few items on the agenda today, including looking at the potential update for the Code of Conduct, the list of recommendations or the report out to the TSC. I wanted to talk a little bit about chair succession, and then we've been kind of kicking down the road a few times, recapping some of the guest speaker discussions that we've had so far. So we'll see how deep we get into those last two or three items, but the main ones that I want to hit are the COC and the TSC report out. So why don't we just jump into those in order then? So the COC, which the W3C calls their Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct. We've got that posted on the wiki as a proposal. I tried to phrase that in the way that we'd been proposing the items in the TSC, just so it's phrased in a concrete way so that we've got something to iterate on, not as a presumptive decision. I was able to review it. I've got some opinions on it, but I want to start with you guys. So I don't know if you had a chance to read through the revisions to the W3C's wording, and if you've got thoughts on that.
I haven't had a chance to look at it in detail. I mean, my only thought is I'm trying to remember what Rod had said last time. I mean, I'm trying to speak for him a little bit. I mean, didn't he say that this, do we want to view this as maybe a window of opportunity for a larger discussion instead of just automatically kind of taking something? Do we want to, am I remembering his comment correctly?
Yes.
Maybe Karen, if you remember it better, do you?
Yeah. I think it was just the idea of maybe that made sense when Hyperledger first started. We're looking for models. We grabbed one from a community that we're close to. And so for, you know, ease and speed, we did that before. Now that we are several years old and have our own community, I don't know if it makes sense to just adopt another community's code of conduct that is not like us. If it were adopting Linux Foundation's code of conduct, sure, right? Like, but this is some outside organization without review. So that's essentially what he was saying and what I agree with.
Okay. And did you have a chance to read through it?
Yeah, I looked through some of it while we were on that call. I made a few comments. I don't know. I don't think I wrote it down anywhere. I'm trying to get our meeting notes. Did I leave a comment on this somewhere?
You added a comment in the, here, I'll grab the wiki page about whether this was sort of a presumptive decision, and so I was trying to clarify off the bat that it's just phrased so that we can iterate on it.
Okay.
But there wasn't anything that I recall seeing about the substance of the article itself.
Code of conduct. Oh, okay. I didn't get a notification of your response. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't get a notification when you posted your comment, so I just happened upon it yesterday. So it was sort of a late response to that anyway. Mysteries of the wiki.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it looks good, but there were just a couple points that didn't seem to highlight some of the things we've been discussing in our community. Or doesn't provide the guidance that I think is necessary.
Okay. So when I looked through it, it struck me that most of this is about civility, and there's also some things that might help people be aware of unconscious bias and microaggressions that would help promote inclusivity and in turn improve diversity. But those felt to me as probably less likely to be or less the focus of it than the civility aspects. And I don't feel like we've had significant civility problems in Hyperledger. Feels to me like we've got a stronger diversity problem. And I don't know that that's as directly affected by the COC right now. And there were one or two areas where the wording seemed maybe very specific to a certain group, where you'd maybe want some other wording to help make sure that people were clear that that behavior wouldn't be acceptable to many groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I could imagine them doing further revisions. When I looked before the meeting, it wasn't clear whether the W3C had formally approved this yet. The date on the link was they wanted to get feedback. I remember off the top of my head now what it was, but I think it was June timeframe. So my assumption was that they were going to have voted it in or not, but I couldn't find any confirmation of that yet. So my feeling anyway is that we just defer this for a month and see what the W3C has done with it, if they've made further modifications, but I didn't see anything that urgently required our adoption.
Okay. Yeah, the date is from a while ago. I think the unacceptable behavior section is good. It's more the section on expected behavior. If I were to make it apply more to our community, I think it would just be more explanatory.
Let me scroll down to that. So the section 3.1 expected behavior, be appreciate and accommodate, have empathy, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. That's the section where I would adjust language a little bit if we were to do that.
Yeah, so this is significantly more verbose than the original wording, which was, I think, just a list of unacceptable items. Mm-hmm. Fairly terse. So this has a lot more explanation, but it definitely, if you feel like there's, you know, it's lacking in areas, then that should be addressed before we adopt it.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to do on a call. Just have a working session and let's like make a copy of this.
Okay. So anybody disagree with tabling this for a month and coming back to it after we make sure that the W3C is finished making their revisions?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we would want to work off of a done template.
Okay, great. And then I would still like to reference it in some way in the next topic. So our recommendations to the TSC. You know, maybe we could just note in there that it's something that we're monitoring, but we're not making an immediate recommendation right now, other than it's good for people to read to, you know, benefit from being aware of things they might not have been aware of.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this code of conduct, yeah, it would be for the whole community, so it would be we definitely should talk about it on the TSC when we do adopt it.
Yeah, I think that's an important point too. You want to make sure that people are engaged in the process.
For sure.
Yeah, like I think when we are working on it or getting close to adopting on a TSC call around then, we should socialize it to everyone and not just be like, click on this link to read about it. No one will do that. Agreed. Talk about it on the TSC call.
And maybe even broader than that. I mean, I think I mentioned on the last call, there was a pretty bad violation of our code of conduct on a recent meetup. And also I've actually had the chance to use a code of conduct in a different meetup thing recently. So yeah, I'd want to make sure maybe we even do a mini campaign around it, you know, talk about it on our channels and reach out to those working groups, special interest groups, not just the technical side of the community, but you know, I mean, this is going to impact anybody contributing. So just let people know about it.
And I think, you know, the really blatant, obvious stuff is the stuff that's easy to deal with. It's, you know, somewhat easy to deal with. Everyone can agree, you know, like what happened on the Africa meetup, that's bad. We should, you know, do what we can, you know. But the harder code of conduct stuff is the not so blatant stuff.
True, yeah.
And, you know, talking about that, socializing about that, you know, things that are like, seek diverse perspectives, be aware of how much time is taken up by dominant members of the group, think of others' needs from their point of view, be sensitive to language differences, you know, these are things where, if someone violates that, it's not like this big red flag, but
no,
it
yeah.
affects the environment.
Yeah. Yeah, if somebody spoke for 5 seconds less, would that have put them on the other, you know, side of the line of that? Yeah, it's a little vaguer, sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys got to see the video that I posted yesterday, but that's, at the end of it, she starts to describe how the W3C will go about adopting that, and one of the things was they were actually going to do conflict de-escalation training, which sounded interesting to me.
Oh, that's great. I was actually going to ask about that because I do remember at one point Tracy talking about inclusivity training that we might want to make available.
Yeah, and so again, that conflict stuff doesn't feel like something that we have seen a lot of, but the inclusivity training might be more relevant. So
here, I'm going to drop a link in the chat. Just, this is the link that Tracy had pointed out to me actually a couple of years ago. It's a free training that the Linux Foundation training team offers. It's labeled inclusive speaker orientation, but I mean, I assume we could frame it as inclusive community member orientation perhaps. So maybe, you know, we do have some training resources available to, if I understood what you're saying, Dan, you know, like, how do we help people live up to the, you know, expectations in the document?
Mm-hmm. And for anybody listening to the recording, I'm putting that link into the recommendations area of the wiki.
Great, thanks. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah, to add.
Okay, so let's go ahead and maybe start just from the top then of this report to the TSC. So we start with a survey and give a little bit of the background on the survey and what we learned. And then the next section there was recommendations. And David added a few things to that, which is very helpful. And then I've got a live edit depending on which version of the wiki you're looking at right now, where I'm adding the things about updating the COC and the training link. And then there's an accomplishments section. So we could in that reference things like Tracy and Swetha's talk, you already referenced that above. Mm-hmm. Kind of go through the list of things that we have in the wiki on the DCI initiatives area. So that right now is like the things that we did for Global Forum, which would include that talk and the signage and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What we started to do for Pride Month, what we are planning to do for Hispanic Heritage.
Does that fall under a bucket about maybe collaborate with marketing committee more mm-hmm. or something?
Yeah, I mean, I want to help people feel that we have been productive. I don't want to overstate that, like, we've, you know, the level of impact. But I think it's still useful to see what kind of things we were able to be effective doing.
No, if anything, I'd want to make sure we don't overstate it, because I think there's a red flag here. Like, why hasn't this group had more interest and traction, right? I mean, I think that's the big takeaway for me.
Mm-hmm. I'll note that as well.
I mean, sure. I mean, we should definitely talk about things we've accomplished. But if you're right, if people say, oh, the group's doing great stuff, it's in good shape, I think that's probably the wrong takeaway, right?
Right. I feel like there should be maybe a complimentary takeaway, though, that even though participation has been low, a small number of people were still able to have some measurable
impact.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. Yes, yes, yes. Totally.
All right, what other sections do you feel like we're missing? So we're going to give this report to the TSC, and it's going to say, all right, we obligated ourselves when we kicked off the working group to do this survey so that we could quantify things. This is what we found out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some of these other recommendations that we've come across, and we think, you know, we've accomplished a few things here.
I mean, I think it looks good. Thank you for all the work you did to get it in shape. I mean, the only thing I would recommend, and this is more of a maybe, do we want to do it? Because I think some of this is already implied, but do we want to be more explicit? Like, do we end it with, like, questions to the TSC? Because I think, for example, this first recommendation about clarify roles, I mean, it kind of implies that we have a question about who owns some of this stuff, right? I mean, do we want to just be more explicit and say, in a questions to the TSC section, like, you know, what do you think the roles, da 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 da? Or do you think it's pretty clear that this is going to spark a number of conversations around X, Y, and Z?
Let me just read that paragraph again.
I like that, David.
Because, I mean, and this is my main concern, and please, both of you, feel free to edit what I wrote in the recommendation section, because I don't know if I was as clear as possible, but I think feel like there are some things I wanted to prompt, such as who owns some of these things. Like what I write here, Tracy and Swetha gave a great talk at Global Forum, but I don't think their recommendations, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think their recommendations have been rolled out to any, you know, major degree, right? I think the things they pointed out 3 or 4 months later still exist, you know, as issues. So, like, okay, who owns fixing that? Which I think went back to Swarna's point about who in her community owned fixing some of it, or at least owning that some of the stuff got fixed. If I remember her correctly, she said that she kind of owned the project management of it, not the doing necessarily of it. I guess another question that kind of is implied about these next two recommendations is, does the TSC want these to be more involved in these discussions, right? If we bring the speaker series to them, or if we have a standing, DCI, you know, line item in these calls, is that something they would want to engage with, right? So those, if we, again, in my mind, those are implied with those first three recommendations, but we could be more explicit.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And again, feel free to edit for clarity. If you're not getting, if I kind of wrote this quickly and then haven't really gone back and look at it, if you think we could be more clear about the way I wrote it, please edit.
I think something that would be good also is, I think I can see people in the TSC saying, you know, this is great, but we have such a backlog of things that we need to cover in the TSC, you know, comments like that. And I think when we do get those, I think we have to push it back on that person that says that and say, okay, we understand that. Then what is your suggestion to prioritize this? Or is it not a priority?
You're right. We should be prepared.
Right? Like, I think we have to, like, I think there's going to be a lot of people are going to say no, you know, they're going to comment on this, and they need to take full responsibility for that comment and what that comment means.
Yeah, we should be prepared. I mean, my take is that we regularly ask for topics and nobody has any and meetings get canceled, right? So how big is that backlog?
we've been having trouble coming up with valid reasons to hold the meeting lately. So hopefully nobody pushes back in that particular way. But it's definitely true. We should be prepared to support the idea that we're rolling. We want to roll the DCI discussions directly into TSC agenda. And so maybe we could even pop that out as a like a single line item. Do you see this text right below where you're typing, David?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hadn't scrolled down. Sorry. Never mind. I'll undo.
You just start typing down there.
Apologies.
No, that's fine. We just start typing the same thing in different places. Where was I? Oh yeah. So we could even think about just popping out that idea of rolling the DCI discussions directly into the TSC agendas.
Yeah.
Right now it's embedded in that several line second item.
Yeah. We could just, we might not need that recommendation.
So I think there's another thing that for me is sort of the elephant in the room that I don't know that we've ever never talked about, which is, my impression is that most of the contributors, particularly the regular contributors, come from the companies and maybe in particular the member companies of Hyperledger. And a lot of what we have done to date in this group is try to be focused on grassroots, welcoming of people, which might not really address the source of the issue.
Agreed.
So really the most effective way that we improve diversity in Hyperledger is just having companies that are already staffing the projects start staffing them with their making sure that they're making that work available to their diverse workforce.
Yeah. And that seemed to align with something, if I remember Rod saying about, trying to be a little bit more top down about it, like having, for example, a given member company really, kind of ask people to do the thing. In that case, I think he was talking about fill out the survey, but we could have a more top down approach about other things too, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were heading down that road too. I mean, you had brought in from Intel, somebody from the HR department. I mean, we could get more people in those positions to come to these discussions and maybe take recommendations back to their orgs.
Yeah, and that reminds me, not to get us off topic here, but I do need to get back with Rob Platnick about his speaking slot. So yeah, we were talking about having him come speak at a TSC meeting, and we didn't end up finalizing a date, so that's kind of hanging out there. And it would be good if we got a little better pipeline of speaking candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Karen or somebody else who had posted a a talk by somebody from the cryptocurrency community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he seemed like a good example of somebody. Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, no, I'm just acknowledging, that article that I shared around the guy talking about his experience.
The one that you just posted yesterday, I was actually talking about, there was one a couple weeks back that was a podcast interview. I haven't had a chance to actually read the one that you posted. Didn't you just post one yesterday, maybe?
I think there were two different things. You're right, Dan. I think there was the news article Karen had posted recently. But you're right, I remember the podcast too. I'm going to the list.
But yeah, either way, I think getting people from, whether they're in or outside of the Hyperledger community, that can provide a perspective on what it is to be an open source developer from a perspective that others might not be familiar with.
Yeah,
it looks like this Stephen McKee. Is this what you were referring to? Drop it in chat. Yeah, we could invite him, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is that one, and then...
Yeah, Rod himself was somebody who maybe expressed interest.
Okay, and it was accidentally hired. That's the one that I haven't gotten to yet. And just based on the title, he might even be more relevant as a developer, as opposed to the other gentleman was more of like a investment person. Okay. Anyway, so coming back to the TSC report out, we've got survey, which maybe just that needs to be rolled into one of the other sections. We've got recommendations, accomplishments, and questions to the TSC. Any other like section headings that we're missing?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I guess my goal over the next week will be to revise this. Maybe we tuck the survey underneath the accomplishments along with the global forum activities and then figure out if we reflect the questions to the TSC directly in the recommendations or keep those distinct. Flesh out some of those bullet points a little bit more.
So yeah, that sounds great.
Optimistically, I say doing that over the next week, and then we would have one more regularly scheduled meeting the following week where we could finalize any of this and then do the report to the TSC that Thursday. So that would be 14 days after the 9th, so the 23rd, I think. Did I do my math right? Oh my gosh, I did. First time. Okay, so let's try to set a goal for ourselves then to do the report out on the 23rd. And I will connect with Rob when I get some time this week to set a date for him, which might end up being around that same time frame.
And in terms of reaching out to Rod, who wants to take that action?
Would you mind doing that?
Sure.
Great. And I'll try to reach out to some of the others, and maybe I'll just copy both of you so that you're aware of the the notes. So I'm just making some other notes on due dates in the article here, or in the report draft. Anything else for topics today?
I didn't have anything else.
Not for me.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, guys. And I'll just go ahead and let you guys go, and I'll keep writing up the minutes and action items and get that posted shortly.
Great, thanks. And I'll post the recording.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Have a great week. Bye.